Now he says in verse 12, as many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. Now, Paul makes quite an issue of this, and this is what is known as counting noses, to be able to report that you had so many. And Paul says the reason these Judaizers want to get you into legalism and circumcised is then they can report you actually as a convert, and it'll keep them out of trouble with certain folk. You never get in trouble preaching legalism. It appeals to the natural man because law is given to curb him. And a great many of us certainly feel like the other man should be curbed. That is the old nature of the other man. I was talking to a man the other day in a public place, and there came by a boy in a hot rod, and he was driving about 75 miles an hour through a very dangerous intersection. And this man was for having that boy arrested and made to obey the law and put in jail and all that sort of thing. And he is one that today rejects the grace of God. He's an unsaved man. But he's certainly for legalism, you see. Everyone is for the other man obeying the law. And frankly, like one that we can obey. It's like when I was a boy in school, I did high jumping, and they'd start off in those days with you about 3.5 feet. When it got up to 4 feet, I had problem and difficulty. So when I practiced, I always kept it down right at 4 feet. You get up to 4 feet 3 or 4 for a boy, that's pretty far. So I never did much practicing up there on my own. And that's the way most people are about legalism. They want to be able to clear the hurdle, and they don't want it to be too high for them. So they like that. Legalism is popular. The thing that makes you unpopular will be preaching the grace of God. It's the thing that the human heart finds repulsive, you see. It's the offense of the cross.